This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Brazilian percussionist Ciro Baptista has played with everyone from Paul Simon to Herbie Hancock to Yo-Yo Ma. On his new CD, Baptista and his band interpret the music of composer and saxophonist John Zorn. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of Chaim on Zorn's label Zodic.
Back in the heyday of world music fusions in the 1980s, tradition-minded players and fans worried that too much mixing of styles would result in a dreaded generic world beat that was a bit of everything and a lot of nothing. The neo-traditionalist movements that countered runaway fusions were worthy attempts to keep old styles alive in specific regions and languages. And eventually the idea of huge crossover hits in world music faded away. But the ideal of blending diverse styles never went away. And one of the most enduring proponents is percussionist and bandleader Ciro Baptista. He's from Brazil, but his real native land is the recording studio and on stage. Baptista is a regular collaborator with John Zorn. And like Zorn, you never quite know what his records are going to sound like. Indeed, Chaim, Baptista's latest project with his group Banquet of the Spirits, uses a dozen themes written by Zorn as starting points. But all the tracks take off in unpredictable, though satisfying, directions. On the first cuts, Baptista and Banquet of the Spirits evoke and play around with the sounds and textures of North African Gnawa music, and even the horn-driven clamor of Morocco's Djajouka musicians. But just when you think Chaim is settling into a pan-Middle East mode, the album swerves into a delightful evocation of Indonesian gamelan. Most impressive is that all this variety comes from just a quartet. Producer and arranger Shanir Ezra Blumenkrantz plays oud and the Gimbri African lute as well as bass. Tim Kuiper does drums and percussion as well as the Ngoni guitar from Mali. And Brian Marcella excels on piano, harpsichord, and pump organ. Dieter Baptista plays a slew of instruments that throb and rattle, including some of his own invention. Everybody does some affable chanting from time to time. But more than virtuosity, it's the harmonious, positive spirit of Chaim that makes it a fine introduction to Baptista's way of performing. The session ends with a number called Felig, featuring Marcella wailing on the pump organ and a workout that's both witty and eerie, a sort of Phantom of the International Opera. The strong group unity and interaction helps Keim avoid the typical downfalls of eclectic world music albums: fancy, empty, plain, and superficial dabs of exotic styles. Instead, you feel like you're listening to a captivating travelogue told by a group of nomads who are at home everywhere.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Keim on the Zodiac label.